This is 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio. Welcome to the Sundial Writer's Corner. I'm Dory Nutt, one of the producers, along with Brett Tannehill. Today, we feature new Sundial contributor Sam Mitchell, who tells us a story about friendship called Misconceptions and the High-Waisted Mermaid.
In the autumn of her life, Louise Bevel had short, dark gray, curly hair, sported high-waisted slacks, and rarely wore a smile. Even though she was of average size, she gave the appearance of someone much larger and more broad-shouldered. She was no-nonsense country, whereas her best friend Margaret was petite and a bit refined. You see, Margaret was my grandmother. She had been a teacher, been married to a lawyer, and played piano for her church. But Louise was the epitome of rough. She wasn't prone to much dialogue, and when she did speak, her collective amount of words didn't add to much. She would often grumble and mm-hmm in response to someone else. This was the picture of Louise that most people knew. Despite her gruffness, Louise could be tender, but only as tender as Louise could be. On occasion, she would babysit me when my grandmother could not. One time I remember looking up at her and saying, "Louise, I love oo. Do oo love me?" And instead of responding like most people by saying, "Of course, Sam, I love you," she looked down and in her brusque fashion said, "Sam, everyone loves oo." Coincidentally, my grandmother and Louise both had lost their husbands in their 30s. Neither remarried. When my grandmother was asked why this was the case, she would always say that she could never replace the best. When Louise was asked the same question, I imagine her response might have been what Margaret said. Instead of remarrying, they chose to remain single and used each other for companionship. This included vacations, dinners, and of course, trips to the movies. Before Rotten Tomatoes, I would get short summations from them about what movie they had seen the night before at our small one-screener, The Ritz. Reviews were always mixed, but one movie that they both surprisingly loved was Ron Howard's 1984 comedy, Splash. For those of you too young to remember, Splash was the story of Alan Bauer, played by Tom Hanks, and how he finds his soulmate, but she just happens to be a real-life mermaid. The movie begins with a sepia-toned flashback where an 8-year-old Hanks instinctively jumps off a small sightseeing boat even though he cannot swim. He sees a blonde girl of the same age in the ocean and realizes that with her, he can now breathe underwater. When Splash came to home video, I was about 7. I was in awe of how innovative and lucky the filmmakers were to have started filming the movie 20 years prior to capture the flashback scene between Hanks and Daryl Hannah when they were only kids. It never occurred to me that the director had hired 2 different actors to play the same character. My greater misconception was that Grandma and Louise were just 2 old women whose lives were compartmentalized to enjoying movies, cruises, and shared meals. But companionship is nothing without a little adventure. Evident of their deep friendship was the fact that Louise would ride around with my grandmother, forcing their way into other people's business, perhaps inspired by grandmother's love for Harlequin romances mixed with an unhealthy number of divorce court episodes. They both became sleuths. An outsider would have called them busybodies. But since it's my own grandma, I'll just say that she and Louise were both amateur extramarital detectives. On a whim, Grandma and Louise would chariot around a rumored victim in an affair and stalk the 2-timing husband and try to catch him in the act. Sometimes, this would take weeks. Many times, they would give the aggrieved wife the evidence and or the courage that she needed to move on with her life. When she turned 80, my grandmother was admitted to Providence Care Nursing Home, and after a year at her new residence, something peculiar happened. My dad went by for his daily visit with her, and what he found was not the cheerful mother that he usually saw. "Mama, what is it? What's wrong?" he said. "Oh, Louise. Louise is dead." My father assured her that Louise was very much alive. Maybe it was a premonition by someone who was so connected to another person, but the next day, Louise did indeed die. My grandmother was heartbroken. 2 years later, my grandmother died from her own heart failure. Soulmate doesn't always mean the person that you've fallen in love with. Sometimes a soulmate is the person who you've grown with the most. Soulmates can be forged by experience. And I truly believe that Grandma and Louise were partners in crime, partners in life, and were most assuredly soulmates. And for my grandmother, if heaven exists, I imagine it in sepia tones, and instead of pearly gates, I see her being ferried to heaven in a small tour boat. She has been transformed to a young girl of 8. She looks out in the water and sees another young girl with short, dark curls, swimming freely in the water, a high-waisted mermaid. It's Louise. Grandma jumps in, they swim toward each other, they clasp one another's hands, and my grandmother can breathe once again.
Sundial contributor Sam Mitchell is the co-founder and host of Tin Can Stories in Huntsville and a member of the spoken word community called Out Loud Huntsville. You can hear Sam's story again or hear any of the past poems and prose of Sundial writers by going to our website, WLRH.org, and clicking on Sundial under the Programs tab. In addition, we'll air a new episode each Monday morning at 9 here on 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio.